Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment on K101.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
It used to be okay to smoke in teachers' lounges. It used to be okay in maternity wards. It was okay in sporting arenas, college campuses, and office spaces. But now that we understand the deadly dangers of secondhand smoke, that's not okay anymore. So why is it okay that more than 30,000 Oklahomans are exposed to secondhand smoke at work every day? Bottom line, it's not okay. Let's protect hardworking Oklahomans. Join the fight at stopswithme.com.
Well, interest in the cash cattle market is expected to remain subdued following the upward momentum we saw late last week. Even though increased underlying support is expected to develop and feeders are likely to once again rapidly increase asking prices, little to no market interest is likely to be shown today. Interest likely will be limited to show list distribution and inventory taking, with bids and asking prices not expected until midweek or even later. Now, futures trade, well, it's expected to remain mixed in holiday subdued trade today, with financial institutions closed. Government holidays like today typically limit the amount of trade activity moving into the market, as many institutional traders remain out of the market. Now, additional back-and-forth trades expected throughout the first half of the week in the hog futures and hog markets, with some continued hope, but uncertainty of the overall direction of trade with China, given the fact that overall supplies of pork in China continue to remain at multi-year lows due to continued presence of African swine fever, and pork prices in China do continue to rise. One would think that additional active imports from the U.S. would develop at some point. Now, as we move over to the grain trade, all three wheat exchanges are posting losses overnight, taking cues from row crop markets, but also tussling with a new record global carryout, according to USDA. Instead of USDA slightly reducing global carryout, they increased it to a new record 288.3 million metric tons. Total usage is being forecast at 931.7 million metric tons, which accounts for about 76.3% of total supply. Weaker corn prices overnight as December corn continues to digest Friday's USDA report, as well as track South American weather patterns. Corn bulls got a cut in the national average yield on the November WASDE, but not to the degree that they were expecting. And weaker soybean prices overnight, adding to Friday's losses, generated by a higher than expected supply outlook from USDA. We're going to check the futures in a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
At the close Friday, December live cattle up 25 cents, 119.25. February up 17, 125.02. November feeder cattle up 22 cents, 147. And January up 10 cents at 145.87. December hogs down 17 cents, 64.12. February's up 12 cents, 73.90. The Kansas City hard red winter wheat, December down 3 1/4 Friday at 421.5. March was down 3 cents at 430.5. Chicago wheat, December down 2 1/4, 510.25. March was down 3 cents. 514.25. December corn up 2 cents, 377.25. March up 2 3/4 at 386.5. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.